Jeremiah 11. The word that came to Jeremiah from Yahweh, saying, "Hear the words of this covenant, and speak to the men of Judah and to the inhabitants of Jerusalem, and say to them, Thus says Yahweh, cursed is the man who doesn't hear the words of this covenant, which I commanded your fathers in the day that I brought them forth out of the land of Egypt, out of the iron furnace, saying, Obey my voice and do them according to all which I command you. So you shall be my people, and I will be your God, that I may establish the oath which I swore to your fathers, to give them a land flowing with milk and honey, as at this day." Then I answered and said, "Amen, Yahweh." So the promises to Abraham were still the covenant that God wanted his people there to agree to again. And Jeremiah immediately says, "Amen. Yes, I want to do that." And when we're baptized, we enter into that same covenant, and the promises to Abraham are made to us. And so Yahweh says to him, "Proclaim all these words in the cities of Judah and the streets of Jerusalem, saying, Hear the words of this covenant and do them. For I earnestly protested to your fathers in the day that I brought them up out of the land of Egypt, saying, Obey my voice. Yet they didn't obey, nor turn their ear, but walked each one in the stubbornness of their evil heart. Therefore I brought on them all the words of this covenant, which I commanded them to do, but they didn't do them. Yahweh said to me, A conspiracy is found among the men of Judah and among the inhabitants of Jerusalem. They are turned back to the sins of their forefathers who refused to hear my words. They are gone after other gods to serve them. The house of Israel and the house of Judah have broken my covenant. Therefore, thus says Yahweh, Behold, I will bring evil on them, which they shall not be able to escape." So evil is brought by God. Isaiah says, "He makes peace and he creates evil," in the sense of disaster. "He forms the light and the darkness." So it's not that God gives you all the good things and there's some devil, as in a supernatural, evil, wicked being who brings all the bad things. God is all-powerful. There's no space left for the existence of such a being. Both the good and the evil come from God. This is what Job realized when he says, "Shall we not receive good from the hand of the Lord, and shall we not also receive evil? They shall cry to me, but I will not listen to them." This is the most awful situation, to be in a position where you want to have relationship with God, but it's too late. Now, while we're alive, we have that hope. But at the day of judgment, it will be too late. You remember the Lord's story about the girls who don't have oil in their lamps. They go to buy, come back, knock on the door, "Lord, Lord, open to us." But the door is shut and they can't. And he says, "I don't know you." So those who are condemned all too late will desperately want to be in God's kingdom. Nobody will be shrugging their shoulders and say, "Ah, don't give me all that God stuff. Oh, I don't care if I'm not in God's kingdom." Nobody at the day of judgment will have that attitude. So don't have it now. "Then shall the cities of Judah and the inhabitants of Jerusalem go and cry to the gods to which they offer incense, but they will not save them at all in the time of their trouble. For according to the number of your cities are your gods, Judah, and according to the number of the streets of Jerusalem have you set up altars to the shameful thing, even altars to burn incense to Baal. Therefore don't pray for this people, neither lift up cry nor prayer for them, for I will not hear them in the time that they cry to me because of their trouble." So God tells Jeremiah not to pray for the people, but he actually does. And I think he does that not because he's disobedient, but because he knows God well enough to know that God is open to change. It's like when God tells Moses, "I'm going to destroy this people and make of you a great nation." Moses says, "Oh, don't do that." And in fact, God basically says, "Leave me alone that I may destroy them." But Moses doesn't leave him alone. He intercedes and God hears him. It just shows how close God is to his people and how open to persuasion he is. "What has my beloved to do in my house, the temple, since she has worked lewdness with many and the holy flesh is passed from you? When you do evil, then you rejoice. Yahweh called your name a green olive tree, beautiful with goodly fruit. With the noise of a great tumult, he has kindled fire on it, and its branches are broken. So God was going to burn down the temple. It was the Babylonians that kindled the fire, but God was working through them. For Yahweh who planted you has pronounced evil against you because of the evil of the house of Israel and the house of Judah. Yahweh gave me knowledge of it, and I knew it. Then you showed me their evil deeds. So Jeremiah is saying that God had revealed to him how bad, actually, and evil the society was where he was living. Maybe he didn't quite realize how bad things really were. But Jeremiah says, I was like a gentle lamb that is led to the slaughter. I didn't know that they had devised devices against me, saying, let us destroy the tree with its fruit. Let us cut him off from the land of the living. But Yahweh of armies, who judges righteously, who tests the heart and the mind, I shall see your vengeance on them, for to you have I opened up my cause. God tests the heart and the mind. God is pondering what our real motives really are. Therefore, thus says Yahweh concerning the men of Anathoth, that's Jeremiah's home village, where probably about everybody was related to each other. These men who seek your life, saying, you shall not prophesy in the name of Yahweh. Therefore, thus says Yahweh, behold, I will punish them. The young men shall die by the sword. Their sons and their daughters will die by famine, and there will be no remnant to them, for I will bring evil on the men of Anathoth. So Jeremiah didn't realize that his own family, his own friends, the guys he'd grown up with, were plotting to kill him because they did not want him to continue speaking in God's name. People get very angry when you teach them God's word, and they will hit back at you in all sorts of ways, and by all means will try to shut you up. And in Jeremiah's case, it got to the point that they tried to kill him, and he didn't realize it. He says, I was like a lamb led to the slaughter. He didn't realize this was going on until God opened his eyes, and he saw that actually things are not as I thought. And none of us like to think badly of our families, and neither should we, unless we have good reason to. But there are times when you come to realize that actually all that I once held dear is actually seriously wrong and is against the ways of God, in fact.